This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
More from the DJ Beers, they being Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and me. I'm Doug Steffen on this Wednesday, the 3rd of June. Some good signs at the end of the tunnel. There seems to be some light in the auto industry. I'm looking at some numbers here, ladies. Automotive retail is seeing improvement. It's slow, but the demand, apparently, the surveys show that there has been a look at the Kelley Blue Book survey this week, suggesting a lot of pent-up demand, and the belief is that people want to buy cars, and the auto industry says good, because we cannot continue the incentives that goose the marketplace, because they lost money on every car that they moved. It was incentivized somewhat by the big manufacturers, but they were giving, you know, we all heard those crazy deals. Don't have to pay us for 3 years, but take the car.
The bankruptcy filing of Hertz, probably,
oh my God.
You know, and then I don't know if Avis did, but some other car rental companies.
Avis belongs to Enterprise, and they're all in one, and they wouldn't because of a privately held company, but Hertz publicly traded, more to their advantage to sell. But they're one of the biggest customers for the car manufacturers, and so they're not going to be buying their new cars for a while because the people are just not traveling yet. I'm going to L.A. next weekend. I'm not renting a car. And I used to always, when I would go, I didn't have a car there, but it's just a really,
are
it's a strange time. No, I'm gonna, I sent the car, the car that I drove back here with Daisy, I put on a truck and sent back out there.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway, here we go into politics. Jennifer Horn, I think, finds herself amid the morning program she does in Los Angeles is much more political than this show. So I turn to her oftentimes for a particular point of view when it comes to politics.
It's comforting because what have we talked about? We haven't been able to talk about politics because we've had pandemics, we've had riots. So maybe it's time. Maybe all of us were sick of politics. Now it's time to embrace them again. We miss having nothing consequential to talk about except politics. So today there's something happening that's pretty significant on the Hill, and that is that Rod Rosenstein, he's the former acting attorney general, he is going to be the first witness to testify in the Senate Judiciary Committee's investigations into the origins of the Russia probe. This is a new set of hearings that are going to examine just what led up to the Mueller investigation, what caused people within the Obama administration to act in the way they did. Rod Rosenstein worked for the Obama administration. He also worked for the Trump administration. So he's kind of going to be able to set the scene for both accounts. He's going to testify about some of the new revelations that were in the Inspector General's report concerning how the spying started with the FISA warrant applications and other matters. Lindsey Graham will head this one up. This will be the first in a series of oversight hearings regarding all things they call it, Crossfire Hurricane.
Are these necessary?
More exciting.
So all this necessary?
I would say yes, only because if the government was weaponized to work against American citizens, then I think it is of the interest.
If we can get to the bottom of that, then yes, it would be worthwhile. If it doesn't get covered up, glossed over, somebody comes up, you know, with stuff that doesn't make any. Some of these are just for show. You know it, and I know it.
Yeah, no, some of the hearings are for people to showboat, but I think there's an issue here that's, aside from politics, should be of concern to most Americans, and that is, should the government, if they have you in their sights, be able to bully you into either lying to them or taking a plea or setting up a narrative, and I think that matters. I think it should matter. We're talking a lot right now about justice systems and not having an equal playing field, and I think this fits into that storyline.
All right, so let me bring you back to your hometown and my partial hometown, I suppose. I spend a good part of my life in Los Angeles, and I'm wondering about some of the places that I like to go to, or just, I don't even go to them. I just drive by them. And I kind of pinch myself because I think there's something so iconic about Los Angeles, specifically Hollywood, things like the Walk of Fame that are, everybody in the world knows about these things. And I think people, a lot of people around the country know about the Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica, which is one of my favorite places. I'm not a shopper, but there's something I just love to walk up and down the that area and destroy it. So what are they doing with the Walk of Fame or those places that are so iconic in Hollywood, Jennifer?
Are you talking about with in terms of the riots? Or
Yeah. How are they protecting the stuff in those areas? I mean, it's
Hollywood,
a seedy area to begin with, the Hollywood and Vine and those places, but still it's...
It was a pretty stunning image because they had the National Guard lining up and down the Hollywood Walk of Fame. I think it was on Sunday evening, maybe Monday. It's all kind of blending together. But they've had pretty much no destruction of landmarks in Hollywood, but they've had a lot of stores and places that have been looted. Mm. A lot of graffiti, a lot of just destruction of property, a lot of cars set on fire. In Beverly Hills, those stores have been completely... shut down. They've looted the heck out of all the places in Beverly Hills, Rodeo Drive, the Grove. If you like going to the Grove,
I love
you won't go
Grove.
Next weekend. They ruined it. I mean, they went and spray painted everything, knocked things down.
And the farmer's market that's next to it, what happened to the farmer's market?
I haven't heard much about the farmer's market, but it was right next to it. I don't know. There was a ton of looting in that area. And, I mean, the stores are just ruined. And I would imagine that because they're already economically depressed, I don't know how many of those stores are going to open back up again. I mean, people just cleaned them out. Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica, the same thing. Mm. I don't know how many of those people are going to reopen. I mean, the thing is that already there was so much economic... you know, sadness, right? And restaurants were just getting back to business. Last Friday was the first day that restaurants had the okay to start figuring out how to open at reduced capacity. Stores were able to finally start opening, and then come Saturday, they were looted and gutted. And I mean, I would just imagine that a lot of these places, it'll be a slow reopen, and for others, they just
are they finding these people that are doing this stuff? Are they arresting them? Are they going to be prosecuted?
But you know, the reason I made the comment that I did early on is that the police were actually out in force and they were seen. And so last night was a actual peaceful night because there were a lot of police and a lot of National Guard. It seemed on Saturday and Sunday that there were just no-go zones, that the police were staying with the peaceful protesters, but they weren't going into the areas where there were riots. And I think they were given probably a stand-down order by the mayor. So... you know, I don't think that's the answer. I really, truly believe that we wouldn't be where we are today if the Minneapolis mayor had not allowed his city to burn to the ground, including police precincts and all of those things that optically said to people, it's okay, they're going to give us room to destroy things. And it's unfortunate because a lot of these places were, I mean, this whole country was suffering before this, and I don't know what it's going to look like after.
Well, I think the Uri Geller was telling me, yesterday, remember I talked about his predictions of unrest when first this started in late March, early April. He said, Uri, for those of you who don't know, is probably one of the most famous psychics, been around for 5-6 decades predicting things that have actually happened. And he said to me a number of months ago that this summer was going to be full of destruction and unrest, and not only in our country but around the world. So it started with the Chinese virus, but then there are other things, and he didn't go as far as I did. I think yesterday I said that all of earlier in the week, I said all of this stuff can go right back to the Chinese. You can trace every single bit of it back to the dictatorship in China, the Chinese Communist Party. Every single bit of it. They want everybody to be distrustful. They want everybody to be disheartened. And so the best way to do that is to create as much mayhem as you can, and that's what they're doing. Meanwhile, I thought it was interesting George Bush came to the surface talking about George Floyd, saying it's time for America to examine our tragic failures. Is he talking about his own tragic failures as well as others, do you think? Because I think he's certainly had some tragic failures.
He should be.
I don't think he was pointing a finger at anybody else for their flaws. I think he just meant, as a society, we've made a lot of mistakes.
He's right. But hindsight is 20/20. What are we doing to fix the problem now? Do you think we're really seriously going to address some of these things with the police?
I hope so.
And
The part of the problem, though, is, you know, the Department of Justice, and I know Bernie Sanders was on social media talking about this, and a lot of people have said that whenever there's an there needs to be an investigation done by the DOJ when crimes like this happen. And part of the problem is, in the last 3 years, there's been one investigation. And we know that there are so many more cases that should be investigated. I don't know why the DOJ is turning a blind eye to this, but that's at least where we need to start. It has to be investigated, and it has to be, and Governor Cuomo has called for this too, it needs to be an independent outside, it can't be the local prosecutor, with all the ties to, you know, the community, it needs to be an independent, unbiased, whether it's a federal committee or part of the Department of Justice, these crimes have got to be investigated. And even, I don't know, we haven't really talked about this much, but the prosecutor going up against the cops who killed George Floyd, why isn't it first degree murder? Why is it only manslaughter and second degree murder that they're going for? There are so many weird holes in the charges against him, trying to almost imply that like he would have died anyway because he had hypertension. I mean, it's very, and it just, and people aren't stupid. People know that they're not going
after
those officers to the fullest extent of the law.
If that kind of stuff happens, Victoria, then you'll see a summer of really.
And you know, and Jen brought up something last week. Yeah, and Jen brought up something last week about how maybe George Floyd knew that those cops were doing something illegal with counterfeit bills or whatever. If that's the case, then that's motive right there to kill George Floyd. That's first degree murder charges. So why are the charges not as severe as they should be? It's a big question.
Yeah. Do you think that the radio, some of the radio stations around the country, some of the networks, some of the streaming services went dark yesterday for a few minutes? Did that do anything?
It's a show of solidarity. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a show of solidarity, I think. There was a moment of silence in New York that the protesters, I think in several cities, the protests ended with a moment of silence and then people peacefully went home. And I think that's the shift that we're starting to see now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I know.
Take a deep breath and think about your health and well-being for a moment, please. Those of you who put on a few pounds, maybe you packed on the pounds during the last 3 months, and you want to make sure that you're healthy. The heavier you are, the bigger you are, the heavier, the fatter, whatever, however you want to describe it, the more likely you are, if there is a return to the COVID problem, of getting the problem. Heavy weight, diabetes, things, people that are overweight, they're number one in the hit parade when it comes to being vulnerable. And so why not add another layer of protection? Get rid of that excess weight. If summertime is coming around, you want to do it anyway. And here's the traditional last 24, 25 years, people have gone in droves to use Calitrin, the weight loss formula made in America. It's stimulant-free, drug-free. It's made in America, but it's used all around the world. You go to toploss.com, their website, and you look at some of the fabulous examples of people, what they look like before, what they look like after. There's information about how this works scientifically. Success rate, 86%. Boys and girls, that's really pretty helpful to know that. Understand that you're doing something that's pretty easy to do, actually. Take 4 capsules when you go to bed at night and let the ingredients go to work. So go to toploss.com. Help yourself to health. Use the DJV code to help yourself to savings as well. No shipping charges, and you get access to the unlimited buy 3, get 3 free. That's the service they're offering right now. That's Calitrin at toploss.com.
Hey, guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy
from the Chicks on the Right. Take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about, from health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using. We've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us, too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I never considered this music. I considered it as noise. However, there is a constituency from Motley Crue and Def Leppard and Poison and Joan Jett all getting together while they actually have postponed their summer stadium tour. Supposed to kick off in a week or so at the field in Jacksonville, wrap up in Inglewood, California. The dates have been moved to next year. The new stadium dates are being rescheduled. All four of this group put out a group statement, in fact, saying, quote, your tickets will be honored for all postponed shows. Refund policy information will be made available shortly. Stay tuned. Be safe. And we'll see you next year. Motley Crue haven't played together in public since the end of their farewell tour in 2015. They signed a cessation of touring agreement prior to that tour, which they claimed was binding, but the agreement was nullified when all members agreed to reform. Why would they do that? I don't. What was the point of that?
They didn't want anybody doing a splinter like the Beach Boys. You know, everyone's trying to use the name Beach Boys.
Okay.
So they wanted to make sure that if it wasn't the four members or five or whatever it is, then no one would be able to do it.
Got it. Okay. Yep. Makes sense. Last year, they released a video showing the contract getting blown to bits. It was narrated by Machine Gun Kelly, who portrayed Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee in the movie The Dirt, came out on Netflix last year.
That's like the best, worst thing that's ever been on Netflix.
Really?
It's a terrible movie, but it's really fun to watch.
Yeah.
So
Tommy Lee
is their, it's their whole story,
just
yeah.
Icky. Ugh. Icky. Why did, what was it? Heather Lockley was married to him? Wasn't she the one?
Yes.
She liked
Richie
those dirty glasses.
Yes. She was, she was married to Richie Sambora and Tommy Lee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's got a type.
Apparently. The fans demanded the band tear up the contract and come out of retirement. Ticket sales were strong for the tour and additional shows were added after the first sale, but the COVID thing made any rock tour, let alone this one, simply impossible. I wouldn't feel comfortable, I just wouldn't, said Joan Jett, I would not feel comfortable putting the band or my crew in that position. I don't really have the right to mess with their lives like that. So that's the story of that group. You want to see that performance? You got to hold on, hold your breath for a year. 26 after on the DJV show. With now, this is the fun part of our musical report in this hour. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes.
You can dance if you want to. Don't worry about it.
This is a Jersey act if there ever was a Jersey act. Been a lot of good ones. They're going to perform a drive-in concert at Monmouth Park Racetrack in July. The first non-virtual show during the pandemic. The Asbury Jukes and I are so excited that we can play this first-of-a-kind live concert to help New Jersey get started again on a healthy road to normal. That's what Southside Johnny said. Why sit at home when we're having a party, drive-in style? We'll see everybody July 11th. Concert benefits the Count Basie Center for the Arts, with a portion of the proceeds going to the New Jersey Pandemic Relief Fund. Tickets on sale Friday, 10 o'clock Eastern via Ticketmaster, $150 per car. The drive-in holds a maximum of 1,000 vehicles per show, distance of 9 feet apart, holding 4 people in a car. Organizers say the drive-in show is a great way to get out of the house, experience a live show, practice social distancing at the same time. Drive-ins have been popping up all over the place. This is a creative way of dealing with all of this stuff, for sure. It's a concert in Nashville last week. The owner of a hot dog stand hosted the city's first drive-in concert. He said when we started talking to the city about it, they said a drive-in concert wasn't even on their radar, and I felt almost obligated to do it. You know, I was thinking about doing something like this on the farm.
Oh, it'd be fun.
Give it some more thought. Yeah, right. 28 after on the DJV program.
Unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he is following through on a threat he made last week to move this year's GOP convention from Charlotte, North Carolina, to another venue where a normal full-capacity convention is guaranteed to be held. The president announcing it in a tweet last night, not long after North Carolina's Democratic Governor Roy Cooper said again that because of the coronavirus, he could not guarantee that the event scheduled for August could be held at full capacity. Primary election day in 7 states. Very good to Joe Biden, the former VP winning Democratic primaries in Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. Biden now only about 100 delegates short of locking up the nomination. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Steve King of Iowa was defeated in a Republican primary race. And this is USA Radio News.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
A former Defense Department official resigning from an advisory committee after the forcible removal of protesters from in front of the White House on Monday evening. James Miller resigning his position on the Defense Science Board. His letter of resignation is published in the Washington Post, in which he blames Defense Secretary Mark Esper of violating his oath by backing the use of rubber bullets and flashbangs on peaceful protesters. Miller did serve as the Undersecretary of Defense for policy from 2012 to 2014. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the United States is on track to get a couple hundred million doses of a COVID-19 vaccine by early 2021. The nation's top infectious disease specialist making the revelation yesterday during a virtual Q&A with the Journal of the American Medical Association. He added by mid-summer of this year, the possible formula is expected to be tested on nearly 30,000 volunteers between ages 18 and 55. Volunteers include people over that age bracket as well with underlying health conditions. And a father-to-be taking heat on the internet for wanting to name his baby Cube, as in Rubik's Cube. He's said to be a math genius. It would be great, and he thought it would be cute to reference that in his name. But the wife says she'd rather call her son anything than what he's suggesting. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we go again, facing the challenges of the day head on. It's Wednesday, June the 3rd. Hi, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan here on the DJV program. Let's get ready to rumble! Is that trademarked? I'm not supposed to do that, right? On the air?
Isn't that guy that does that?
Let's get ready to have a showdown! All right. Victoria?
We are. Are they going to
take off their shirts and have a wrestling match? What are these two guys going to do?
I don't know, but it looks like we are heading for a rumble in Brighton tonight. I think it's going to be between Mayor de Blasio of New York City and Governor Andrew Cuomo.
One of the biggest fakers in the country.
Not
de Blasio.
De Blasio.
No, no.
Yeah.
Cuomo's okay. I think Cuomo's all right, but I think de Blasio is the biggest faker, man. There are a lot of fakers in politics.
He's very unpopular in New York. I don't know a single New Yorker who thinks that he has done anything, literally anything, in his term.
Boob.
So what happened was Governor Cuomo, who's also known to not mince words, he said that he criticized Mayor de Blasio and the police force for not preventing instances of looting and the destruction of property, on top of the fact that there are, I don't know if you saw this video, Doug, but there is plenty of video footage of cop cars, the SUVs that they have, the NYPD, and the SUV just plows into the crowd of people standing there.
I saw a truck video. I didn't see the car. I saw a truck
video. The truck video was out in California, I think, right?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that that was intentional. I know that they're still investigating that one. But in New York, I mean, clearly, it's, you know, this SUV just, they just gun it, and it goes right into the crowd of people. It's horrible. So Cuomo called out the NYPD for that. He said, look, this is going to have to all be, the Attorney General's going to investigate all of this. He's already instructed her to take stock of what's happened. So de Blasio, I guess, got defensive about that when the governor said that the situation in the city was, quote, inexcusable, and then he also suggested that the National Guard be deployed to Manhattan and to the five boroughs.
Well, I thought they already were for some reason. I don't know why.
No, de Blasio said no. So de Blasio didn't want that, and so...
tough ditty. Yeah, see you later.
And so, and then look what happened with all the looting. You know, the looting in New York City was really bad, and... last night was a very peaceful night. One Zara store got hit, but other than that, there really were no other reports of looting. There were no other reports of violence, except one story, which is totally not related to the rioting, but the story came out early in early hours of this morning that I think it was 7 cops are involved in the shooting of a man. He was shot and killed. And the story, the part that the NYPD is trying to bury is, it turns out he was a 13-year-old kid.
Ooh.
So this is another, yeah, we've got another issue now. 13-year-old black kid, so that's going to be, he was in Crown Heights, so that's another whole thing. But anyway, so de Blasio didn't like that Governor Cuomo was calling him out and taking him to task on this. And in an interview on 1010 Winds, which is the big radio station in New York on AM, He said, quote, this is de Blasio, I think he owes an apology to 36,000 hardworking men and women who've been putting their lives on the line for all of us. The important point here is he dishonored the men and women of the NYPD in an absolutely inappropriate way for any leader to do. Any elected official who blames the NYPD while they were out fighting in the streets to restore order and protect people, I think it's disgraceful. So now, today, we'll find out in his daily press briefing how Governor Cuomo feels about that quote.
those are pretty strong words. Pretty easily predictable as to how that's coming out. Let's get ready to rumble. Okay, you want to hear a wonderful story? Here's a, I don't know how wonderful it is. It's just kind of cool. Here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, the big story today is of Braden Tafuri, who has found a 5-leaf clover. I didn't even know there was such a thing, and I wouldn't have believed it if I wasn't looking at a picture of the 5-leaf clover. You know how rare 4-leaf clovers even are, but to have found a 5-leaf clover, I'm looking over a 5-leaf clover that I've never seen before. You know that old song? It was a 4-leaf clover, but 5-leaf. It's just, think about how lucky, if you believe in luck, and I kind of do.
Now,
I
did
believe,
this person find it in his yard?
Yeah. Outside playing in his yard. And he didn't really know what it was. He had picked a bunch of clover. You know, a lot of, around here we have the little yellow, what do they call those little yellow weeds that grow?
Dandelions?
Yeah, thank you. Dandelions. I haven't seen them for a long time. This kid's got a lot of them in his yard. And he thought they were kind of fun. They were playing, he and some of his friends were playing in the yard. And they just picked a bunch of clover and dandelions, brought it in the house. And mother looked at it, and wow. He and two of his friends were actually looking for, they were looking for dandelions, and they were looking for, their mother had told them about how lucky four-leaf clovers were. So they were looking for four-leaf clovers. And they found 6 four-leaf clovers. And then he found a 5-leaf clover. Just kind of fun. And what else do you make of it? Nothing. It's just cool to find a 5-leaf. Apparently about 1 in 24,000 clovers features 5 leaves. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But 4-leaf clovers, about 1 in 4,000 is a 4-leaf clover, but 1 in 25,000. There's one... As an ancillary story, this is so typical of how crazy some people are. There's a couple in America that are known as the premier clover hunters. They have looked at 5.5 million clovers to find out the odds of finding different varieties. Can you imagine that being your hobby? Looking?
No. Well, that's a hard pass.
Oh, my God. Huh? Yeah.
That's a hard pass for me.
I think so. Right, exactly. Anyway, so this kid's got some good luck, I think, ahead of him. Good for him. This business about who's going to get married, there was an episode of All Rise, you know, that show that I like about the judge in Los Angeles. It's on Monday nights on CBS. And this past week, they had a group wedding. It was part of the subtext of the show. And it was kind of interesting. I didn't realize they had these kind of group weddings, but apparently they do here there. I'm not much on the wedding circuit, as you can imagine. And I don't know much about same-sex marriages, except that apparently they have been a boon for the wedding industry, going back even, 4 or 5 years since gay marriage was legalized most around the country. Local economies have been boosted by almost $4 billion when it comes to the wedding industry. The same-sex wedding industry supported 45,000 jobs, generated $244 million in state and local sales taxes also in the past few years. Good for tourism. Almost 5 million out-of-towners attended same-sex weddings since June of 2015. So are there any stats that compare same-sex weddings to regular weddings? I don't know if regular isn't the word for it, but heterogeneous weddings?
Heterosexual weddings?
Heterosexual, them too. Yeah.
Stats meaning what? Like who spends more?
Well, in comparison to, this focus is interesting because it gives us a platform to, I don't know if encourage is the right thing, but there's been a lot of encouragement of this sort of thing. I'm one of the people who's, I live and let live. It may not be my preference, but it's none of my damn business. And if people are happy together, I find a lot of the gay people that I know are happier than most of the many, I wouldn't say most, but many of the heterogeneous
Heterosexual. Oh my God.
couples.
So what's the question? Is it including the divorce rate or?
Well, I guess if there's the same sex weddings, there are other sorts of weddings in the focus. So just, in general, I guess my question is, how's the regular marriage business doing? We hear all the time about divorces and people deciding, why bother to get married? I'm just going to get divorced anyway. So is there more activity in the same-sex marriage department than there is at the heterogeneous or heterosexual marriage
bar? I don't know if the Marriage Equality Act was passed in, 2015?
Yes.
So it's only been 5 years that gay marriage has been legalized and recognized on a federal level. So I don't know that we have enough time yet to see what the overall stats would be, the divorce rate versus, for same-sex couples versus heterosexual couples. I don't know. That will just remain to be seen. But I have a lot of gay friends, and I've always been in favor of gay marriage because why not? There's no reason.
Yeah, what difference does it make? Yeah.
And so
exactly.
I've always said, I've made the argument for many years before it was, before it became a thing. I said, look, here's the best analogy. Take any rundown neighborhood, and the gays move in, and they make it amazing, right?
Uh-huh.
And the real estate values go up.
Oh, yeah.
So why not let them take a stab at marriage? Because straight people are the when everyone says, gays ruin marriage. Gays haven't been allowed to be married.
Nonsense.
Straight people have ruined marriage.
Right.
if you want to talk about the divorce rate,
how does it,
it's
somebody,
straight people.
I remember having a huge argument one day when I was on the air in the afternoon in Cincinnati, WCKY in the 80s. I remember some guy, Cincinnati's a little more conservative. I mean, I've always been very conservative when it comes to fiscal stuff, but I don't give a damn about what you do behind closed doors. None of my business. So I kind of present that as I'm discussing things like this, and I did back in the 80s when this stuff first came up. And I remember, and for whatever the reason, I let myself get sucker punched by this guy who called, and he set me a trap. And I fell right into it, and it didn't make me the most popular host in Cincinnati, but I still kind of stuck to my guns about it. He kept maintaining, gay marriage is ruining my marriage. And I said to him, how is gay marriage ruining your marriage? Well, because they're befouling and talking and this, it's a travesty and it ruins marriage. Tell me, sir, how happily married are you? I've been married twice and happy both times.
Right. Well, that's, and you know, that's the other thing. Stuff. You know, I remember, it didn't really even hit me until one day I was working at Sirius XM where I started in radio, and it was, I don't know, some person, probably like Pamela Anderson or something, I don't know, somebody who's been married and divorced like a million times, was in the news again. And a friend of mine who shared an office with me was gay, and he said, if I have to hear about one more celebrity divorce when I don't even have the right to marry my partner, and we've been together for, I think it was 10 years or something, he said, I'm so sick of being denied that choice. Yep. And it really hit me. I was like, wow, that's right. Straight people can just, you can get married every day of the week if you want and get divorced the next day. And we take it for granted. And so when I've been to several gay weddings, and it's a joyous event because it's something
actually,
that they fought for.
I've only been to one gay wedding, and it was quite a splash, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
It was quite a splash. The folks that we all love to hate at Bayer and Monsanto trying to settle all the Roundup cancer lawsuits. Yeah, it's going to be a trip. Mm. The first lawsuits filed against Bayer, which now owns Monsanto. Bayer is the company in Germany that, under a different name, provided the gas for World War II. The Nazis, you know what they did with it. This is the same company. I love to emphasize that because that's really what their roots are. Anyway, they're trying to figure out how to settle all these cases. Meanwhile, they're out there promoting Roundup and telling people, well, you know what, it really doesn't cause cancer. And behind the scenes, they're trying to get rid of these tens of thousands of lawsuits that are pending against them. The lawsuits accuse Roundup with the basic component here is glyphosate causes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a form of cancer. Our own Rich McFadden had that, treated for it for a couple of years. First three cases brought against Bayer by those with cancer resulted in an $80 million settlement, a $78 million settlement, a $289 million settlement. If I were them, I think I'd want to settle this too. There's a mediator that says there are 75,000 cases. And you know the lawyers just salivate at stuff like this. They're all over it. Let's get more of them. So now the number is closer to 125,000, and they're all, you know, at $80 million apiece. That's $10 trillion, which would probably cause Bayer to go bankrupt. My question would be, can they cover themselves? Who was it that went bankrupt that covered themselves with electric? Wasn't the power companies in California?
PSE&G out in California?
Right. Every time they've gone bankrupt like four times because every time they screw up, everybody sues them. And to protect themselves, the state covers up for them and they declare bankruptcy and nobody gets paid. So, anyway, they have still refused to accept Roundup as a cancer causer. But I would think that evidence in court would be settling out for all of this kind of dough. I mean, isn't that an admission of guilt? How else do you look at that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, radio listener specials. Big news from MyPillow, the Giza Dream Sheets. Wow. I slept on mine last night. You got some sheets. Haven't you got Giza sheets?
Yes.
You do. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're very, very, they're comfortable. I love getting into a bed with fresh sheets. Who doesn't? Check them out. Radio listener specials page, all the BOGO deals, MyPillow.com, financing for orders over $200. That's MyPillow.com. Save lots of money. Get great American pillows. MyPillow.com, code DJV.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Visions of sugar plums dancing their heads, or maybe visions of Tom Hanks and Robert Loggia in one of the great...
Is it Loggia?
Anyway.
And the only reason I know that is because there was an orange juice commercial that he was on, and the little kid goes, Robert Loggia.
Yeah, okay, well, I had dinner with him once at Christmas about 15 years ago, but I never really... He looked at me and he introduced me and said, hi, I'm Robert. And I said, hi, I'm Doug. And we sat next to each other. I had a great chat. He was a wonderful guy. Very charming and engaging. And I think all the roles that he played, he pretty much came across as what I gathered from that night with him is being, you know, he was playing himself. He was such a great character actor. Everybody knew who he was. And he was This continued his great career, but I think it started the career of Tom Hanks. Agree with me, Chucker?
I elevated Tom Hanks to a high level because it was... we played that clip from the movie Big. Penny Marshall directed Big, the fourth highest grossing film of 1988. It opened its day, Doug, movie history, June 3rd, 1988. Yeah, I think Tom Hanks was nominated for an Oscar. This is one of those body-switching movies back in the day. This was the best... Yeah. Of all of them, and it was a big hit at the box office.
Yeah, it's a cute movie. What do you know about this quirky UFO movie called Vast of the Night? I figured you'd
like I know nothing about it.
Really?
I don't know. No.
Wow. Is it just zombies and stuff that you like, or don't you like UFO stuff?
Well, I would say 99.9% it is zombies, but I do veer in other directions once in a blue moon.
Okay. It's a memory.
But I like UFOs. Tell me about it. And then I got something.
Tell me about it.
Can I talk about that story? I reading an article. A top Wall Street analyst, his name's Robert Fisher, says that the theatrical window, which is now 90 days in Universal started putting its product directly to VOD, says that the studios do have the upper hand, no doubt, over the theater owners, and that they will break that window from 90 days to 30, meaning if a big movie, let's say Wonder Woman 1984, comes out in August, instead of a 90-day window before it goes on the next format, which is streaming, it will be 30 days, in his opinion. And I think that's a major game changer for the industry. Certainly the theater owners, that will not be good for the theater owners. The only strategy I can see if that happens, they'll just be asking for more and more product quicker to kick this stuff out of theaters very quickly. But here's the problem. I think it's a psychological issue where people will say, hey, I don't have to wait 90 days to see this at home, so I'll just wait 30. I won't go to the movie theater to pay, and I'll wait to see it at home. I know you love going to theater. I love going to movie theater, but I do think this will erode attendance by at least 20%.
Well, people are just still too afraid to be sitting in an enclosed space with strangers for, you know, 2 hours or 2.5 hours. Because that's the one thing everyone can agree on with the virus is the longer you are in an enclosed area with people, with someone who has the virus, that's how you get it. You can be outside. I think drive-in movie theaters, more and more people should start, you know, figuring out how to do that outside, because I think a lot of people would go to that.
Well, let me ask Doug. Doug, you're going to be scared to go to a movie theater?
Not me. I'm going. As soon as the first night it's open, I'm going. I'll maybe wear a mask because I think it's polite and the intelligent thing to do. I think it's good for others as well.
I agree.
I don't know that it does so much for me, but I think it's the polite thing to do. So
if you think, let's just say hypothetically, Doug, you go to a movie theater and you're 10 feet away from the next person, you feel okay, correct?
Yeah, I'd be fine. Yep.
I think I would, too.
Yep.
I'm going to go.
You know, we were talking about Tom Hanks a minute ago. Did you see the story about the uniform, the baseball uniform that he wore in A League of Their Own up for auction?
How much?
Well,
I don't know. I think I think the starting bids were around 8,000, 10,000.
It's a 22-day thing. It's going to be for the next 22 days. Apparently, the uniform has a flaw in it. The listing reveals the belt has a swatch missing on the back. However, it doesn't affect the display quality of it. Imagine somebody knowing that much about it.
And that was that really, you know, A League of Their Own was the movie that resurrected Tom Hanks again. He did that movie Turner and Hooch for Disney, Touchstone.
Yeah.
And then, you know, his career started to not become as serious. And then he gets the supporting role in A League of Their Own. And he was so good in that movie. And then everything after.
I thought Turner and Hooch was fun.
Better and better. It was fun. You know, there was another movie at that time called K-9 with Jim Belushi.
Yep, same thing. It's the same movie.
The difference was in K-9, the dog did not die at the end. See, that was a problem for me with Turner. You're watching.
Yeah.
I don't know. That always helped me the wrong way.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. All right, Chucker. Good job as usual. Chuck Curry, our movie man here with Victoria Keith.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.